And our last headline takes us into the front line of a modern military crisis right here in the U.S., maybe in your neighborhood. We're talking about recruitment. As the Iraq and Afghanistan wars continue, the military has offered more perks for enlisting and raised the age requirements. But still, the military has extended tours of duty in Iraq in an effort to fill its needs. So where are the fresh troops? They're not coming from black communities, at least not the way they used to. African American enlistment has dropped by nearly half since the start of the Iraq War, and that's a troubling statistic for recruiters, one that began about 4 years ago, according to the Pentagon. NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz set out to find out why blacks aren't joining the armed services as much as they used to, and he met a retired Navy commander named Gregory Black, who runs the website blackmilitaryworld.com. For more, I spoke with Guy and Gregory. I asked Guy the obvious question, why aren't African Americans enlisting?
Well, there are a number of reasons, and there are a number of statistics out there, but I don't think that it requires a rocket scientist to look at overall African-American views toward the Iraq War and how it tracks so closely to the decline in black enlistment in the military. Since the beginning of the Iraq War, you have had a 52% decline in the percentage of young African-Americans who are enlisting. That is enormous. It's unprecedented, and it's the biggest drop since the Vietnam War. Now, the Pentagon is obviously concerned about this. They're looking at these statistics, and they're trying to figure out exactly why. And to some extent, they are admitting that the Iraq War and attitudes about the war in the African-American community does have something to do with it. One of the other statistics they cite is the economy. You know, there's 4.4% unemployment in the U.S. It's the lowest unemployment rate since the Second World War. And frankly, there are a lot of job opportunities. So that is also a possibility. But I think ultimately when you look at this as an overall issue, if you think about how many incentives, how many benefits are out there today for people enlisting, it's got to be tied to the Iraq War.
Gregory, do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I agree wholeheartedly. I think as a people, African Americans look at this war with a lot of disdain. We've had several polls on the website, and it's very difficult to find any African Americans that support this war in any way. That's having a tremendous influence on the number of young African Americans looking at the military as a career. I think one of the things that's important, and I think one of the things that's well understood, is that African Americans and whites generally joined the military for different reasons. And, of course, African Americans have always looked at the military as a source of opportunity, economic growth, and personal growth. And the military has always been there for that in cases where young people weren't in position to go to college. But because of the war and the images that they see of the war, they're just choosing to bow out of it and say that it's not worth the risk serving in the military and getting a military career.
Guy, let's take a little flash back to the 1970s. And there was an advertisement that the Navy put out towards the end of the Vietnam War, and they enlisted the help of a celebrity that everybody knew.
If you have what it takes, the Navy can be your open door to a great future. Listen to me, man. I'm Lou Rawls. You have the smarts to get your high school diploma, so you stand a good chance of passing the Navy's entrance test. They aren't that tough if you apply yourself. And instead of pushing crates around, you could be an electronic school like these brothers.
So, Guy, how did that ad campaign impact black recruitment?
Well, it had a pretty successful impact. I mean, I don't think it was the only reason why black recruitment grew by leaps and bounds after the Vietnam War. But what had happened in the backstory with that Lou Rawls advertisement, Lou Rawls himself was actually an Army paratrooper. He was in the 82nd Airborne. And after the Vietnam War, when the military, all the armed services, went to an all-volunteer force, you know, they had to come up with ways to attract people to the military. And obviously, the armed services were looking at the African-American population in particular. They enlisted Lou Rawls. They brought him in. They asked him if he could – the Navy asked him if he could help make this public service film. It's 21 minutes long. It's absolutely fascinating.
Hey, I like the music.
And the music, by the way, is done by a Navy band. It's called the Navy Soul Band. And it was obviously explicitly designed to attract African Americans. these kinds of campaigns were widespread and successful to the point where today about a quarter of all of the services are made up of African Americans. This is the backbone of the U.S. Armed Forces. African Americans make up the backbone of the services, which is why this steep decline is causing so much panic in the Pentagon now.
Gregory, you've worked as an ROTC instructor and recruiter. What kind of messages do you give out to African American students?
Well, what I emphasize to my students is that college should be your number one choice. But if you don't have the resources, if you don't have the wherewithal, then a second tremendous option for them would be to look at the military, because they could get an education through the military, they get job training, and then they get an opportunity to mature and grow with the military's training program.
And Gregory, as well, I'm not sure when exactly you enlisted, but how do you see enthusiasm for viewing military life as a career changing?
I would say that overall, the feelings toward the military among the African-American population has definitely changed since the start of the Iraq War. It's basically because African-Americans generally don't have a lot of trust in the government, particularly when it comes to foreign policy and things like that, as a result of Vietnam and some of the other things that we've experienced. The choice of the military as a career for African-Americans is something that's beginning to diminish. And I think that overall, if things clear up in the war, when the war is over, then I think things will generally go back to normal. And African-Americans will once again be looking at the military as a source of opportunity.
Farai, this is a guy here. Can I just pipe in for a moment? One of the points that Gregory makes is about the future and about this downward trend. And we're talking about a quarter of the services today made up of African-Americans. What will happen in 10, 15 years when that number declines to 10 or 11%? One of the interesting points the Pentagon makes is that for most of the period after the Vietnam War, African Americans were overrepresented in the military, 25% compared to the overall population. And so what they will say today, it's true, somewhat disingenuous, but it's true, they'll say, well, the numbers are going down to 10, 11% of new enlistees are African Americans. That's actually a closer reflection of the total African American population in the United States.
So Guy first and then Gregory, tell me how this is important for America, not just for the military, given that the military affects neighborhoods, communities, economies, and everything.
Well, it's really hard to say. It's really hard to know what's ultimately going to happen and what kind of impact it will have demographically on the armed forces. What I can say, and I don't think that this is a particularly controversial thing to say, is that the war has had an immeasurably immense impact on all of the services. Even enlisted folks will tell you that, because the war has created now a process whereby the same people are going back and back and back, deployment after deployment after deployment, fighting on the behalf of the broader American public. Most Americans have a very, very small stake in the war and the outcome of the war, and the country has essentially hired professional soldiers to fight wars for them. As long as the war continues to decline in popularity, there is no question it's going to have an impact on the numbers and the types of people who are attracted to the armed forces.
Gregory, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think that the effect that this war is going to have on the future of African Americans and the African American population is going to be as immense as well, because the military, once again, has been one of the stabilizing factors among the black population. Without the military as a source of young people to look at for future advancement, it's going to have a big effect on the African-American population. Most of the advancements that we had from the period between World War II and Vietnam basically came from military veterans who came back with training and education, and they took the leadership of the community, they took leadership in education, and they took leadership in the churches. But without that influx of the military veterans, black military veterans, to the extent that we had before, it's going to have an immeasurable effect on the African-American population overall.
Well, Gregory and Guy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Thank you.
Gregory Black is a retired Navy commander who runs a website called blackmilitaryworld.com, and Guy Raz is NPR's defense correspondent. They joined us from our studios in Washington, D.C.